I believe it's a hip flexor. Happened during the individual or the one-on-one period here in the red zone. Yeah, I mean, some of our guys were holding out. I mean, Joe could have gone, but that's more of a precautionary thing. You know, it's tough that I think everybody in the league's trying to solve the soft tissue riddle. I mean, we're feel like we're doing, our protocol is tried and true, and unfortunately we're still ending up with some pulls. So it's just something we're constantly in a state of evaluation. But we stress to our guys, you gotta eat right, get sleep well, and get make sure we're hydrated. But it is a source of frustration. It's sometimes you have it where you want guys to push through, but you don't want to worsen it. So usually you err on the side of caution, and you end up holding guys out.
Do you believe it is a league epidemic and not unique to your team?
I don't know the league numbers. From what I've been told, the numbers are up. I'm sure people will be doing studies on post-new CBA, how those rules have affected injuries. I don't have that data, but I'd be interested to see it. No, I don't. I don't think it's significant. It's a hip flexor, so it'll just be a little bit of time, I think.
Mike, why did Terrell Pryor sit out?
I think he felt his hammy grab again a little bit yesterday.
Same one. Do you know how you're going to do playing time on Thursday night?
No, we're going to meet on that tomorrow.
I expect the starters to play more than
80. I would say everybody's individual, but I could see the starting guys anywhere from 15 to 25 snaps. Some guys less, some guys more.
Like your time with Rex, working with him, what did you take away from working with him?
There's a lot. I mean, just his passion for the game, his outlook, his approach to it, his approach to handling people and understanding that coaching, just like a lot of running, leadership roles, it's more about people than it is necessarily about the X's and O's. And then just from the scheme standpoint, just he and I having built that playbook together in Baltimore and taken it up to New York, and just how it's progressed over the years and kind of dovetailed off into some different things, and just our, even just some of our conversations tonight about new coverages in the red zone, and just the ability to just talk graduate level football to him is always been a bit real positive part of the relationship.
I just heard a story about Brian Billick trying to talk you out and taking that video coordinator job. There's somebody out there, a young person. What advice would you give them?
I mean, I know it's hokey, but I believe it's find a job you love and you never work a day in your life. I mean, if you're passionate about something, try to find employment in it. I mean, I have too many friends that tell me the best part of their day is the ride home. I mean, I don't want to be that guy that hates. We all spend too much time at work not to enjoy it. So if that's something that you have your heart set on, then find a way to get involved with it.
With all these guys down, how much does your plan for Thursday night get altered?
It will. We'll get the injury report tomorrow and sort it out, kind of just by position group to see where we are. We feel like we're close to getting some of our guys back. And also with the long break to Tampa, that's kind of a nice luxury to have. What is it, 9-10 days I think to Tampa that we'll get some of our guys back. We feel we'll be much better off headed into that one, assuming that we can get through Thursday night pretty clean.
Guys you held out, like you mentioned, they're out for Thursday.
Yeah, I doubt Joe will go. I mean, I'll get the report, but I doubt he'll go Thursday. I think what we'd like to do is time it up so that for Tampa that we can, have as many of our ones and key backups out there and get some quality work then. But we're looking to get some solid work done Thursday night.
I was over here today, but I
have to coach in both cities now. What fan base wants to end the playoff? Do you sense similarities in both?
Yeah, I mean, the parallels are, I think, obvious. But and you sense it. You feel the passion here, the loyalty. And it's in Cleveland, I mean, it's wherever you go. I mean, people are... Despite the thing that strikes me about both fan bases is despite the lack of success in recent years, just how they still love their team, and support the heck out of him.
Mike, I was over here, but I guess Travis Benjamin had a tough day over there. But what have you seen from him through camp, especially as a receiver? That was he building on what he did last year for you?
Yeah, and I just think it's a matter of the confidence coming back with the knee. Just at that position, I felt last year there were times he just didn't feel good about dropping his weight and pushing off the knee, whereas I think he's much more confident this year with it, and it shows. No, we just, you know, it's a two-way street. I mean, we have a protocol, and our guys got to be professional and handle their business and stick to it. You don't want to try to just panic and jump off into something, do something radically different, and then it gets worse. So, I mean, we believe in what we do, and like I said, we got to make sure that we're all compliant with it as well.
Like Phil Taylor and Billy Wynn, will they go Thursday?
Billy for sure, and then we'll know a little. We'll kind of see how Phil feels after getting some good work up here. We'll see how he feels tomorrow, and make a decision on him.
And you mentioned Betonio in that interview with Jay Glazer.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that he can be a breakout guy? And I think you said among the elite. Why do you think that is in his future, near future?
Just. Because I think he showed flashes of it as a rookie, and the way he's prepared himself for this season, I just think he's ready to take that next step. Now, is that going to show up in anything statistical that you can point to and say, wow, he's playing at a high level? But then, you know, part of that choice too was what I followed that up with, was just, you know, our breakout player. We're building through our lines, and we feel he's a guy that's ready to make a step.
How will you handle the quarterbacks specifically on Thursday night?
The quarterbacks? Josh will start it, and then we'll go ahead and Johnny might go into the third quarter. Just depends on the rep count, and then obviously Thad will finish it out.
Do you need to add another arm? Are you okay?
I think we're at the point now. We have another arm in Kevin O'Connell. That's to jump in, throw some drill work. But yeah, I think we're okay from a. The volume won't be as much as it is early in camp. I think if this had happened week one, we would have looked to add an arm. I just don't think we're there at this point.